Welcome to the Smiling Homeschooler Podcast. My name is Ben Wilson, and this week we are celebrating the 300th episode of the Smiling Homeschooler. I can't believe we've been doing this show for almost 5 years, but we couldn't do it without you. Thank you for being part of our team. On this episode, we're talking about some of our favorite moments, the highlights for us over the years, and read some of our listeners' favorite episodes as well. Before we begin, we just want to say thank you to Teaching Textbooks for helping make the Smiling Homeschooler possible for 300 episodes. We work with them because we believe their curriculum is one of the best and helps more homeschoolers smile. Go support them if you haven't already and check out a free trial over at teachingtextbooks.com. Also, thank you to Homeschooling Today magazine for supporting what we do. They're another fantastic source of homeschooling encouragement, so go subscribe to their magazine over at homeschoolingtoday.com. But all right, let's get going. Here's my dad, Todd Wilson.
Well, it's our big celebration for 300th episode, but I'm dripping wet because I was outside working and burning that midnight oil because we had last weekend off, but we had lots of projects around our house that we were trying to get done, and I packed the trailer as we're getting ready to go to Branson, Missouri for the Teach Them Diligently conference. It's the first year they've had it there, so we're super excited about that. Already gotten emails and texts from moms and dads who are going to be there. Super excited to meet y'all. Again, if you're listening, do make sure you come up. Say you're a smiling homeschooler. That always puts a smile on our face. We love hearing that. But we are like in the race right now. It just feels like there's something every weekend. We're recording graduation ceremonies for people who'd like them. By the way, we might be able to do one for you if you're interested. We can talk about that. You can email me about that. But we're just we're in the throes of things. But Ben, you kind of, I told you as we were thinking about this 300th episode, like, you're gonna have to lead us because my brain is fried, and I know you're kind of fried too.
Yeah,
it's great. And let me just tell you, as a parent, as a parent of kids who have parents, there is nothing better. Just watching them, you know, deal with the same stinking issues that we used to, and seeing them succeed and struggle, and it's just, I say this with 100%. Sincerity that Ben's way better at it than I was, but it's so fun to watch them, and because there's like not a worry in my whole body, I could care less about what he does with his kids. You know, like, is he doing it right? I just don't even care, because I know he's gonna figure it out, because we figured it out, because moms, you know, you're gonna figure it out. I know there was a comment today on one of the Facebook posts, and they said something, and maybe we'll read it later, but just a comment who said, you know, it's just so freeing to listen to the Smiling Homeschooler because you remind us that we're okay and that we're normal. And I think, you know, that's the beauty of, I think, of what we do, that we don't give you all the right answers, because, you know, those right answers, they are a dime a dozen when people give them. But the struggle's still there. And I just never want to see you or me or my kids give up because it gets too hard, because there's a great reward if we don't grow weary and stop. So with that, Ben, take it away.
Well, I mean, I don't think we have a super crazy agenda or anything like that, but, you know, 300 episodes, this is not our 5-year anniversary. That is in August, technically. So, but, you know, there's obviously more weeks in a year than 50. I honestly don't think we have missed one episode posting something. We have had a couple where we've, you know, we use a podcast from years back or something, which
at least 20 of them were total junk.
Yeah, exactly. So it's probably a lot more than that. So, but it's just crazy to think about. I mean, we've had so many amazing guests, so many fun topics. So I thought it would be fun, maybe just real quick, to start off with maybe some of the highlights. And, you know, I mean, really a lot's changed. I mean, over 300 episodes when we started, I would have had, not even Hudson was born at the time, or maybe just been born that year. So, you know, now I've got two more kids, and now I actually have kids homeschooling. And so it's a lot's changed for me. Dad's
and
probably had like,
young.
Yeah, dad was young, had at least, you know, some years left. He had like 10 less grandkids at the time. But it's been pretty wild. But some of even in the last year, we've had, you know, Jenny from 1,000 Hours Outside on, which I actually just replayed that episode recently, and that was a great one. We've had Kathy Cook on recently within the last year. That was super fun. You know, we've had people like Dorinda Wilson, Heidi St. John. We've had, I mean, just so many amazing guests, and that's always fun. But something that we also asked our listeners to write in and kind of say, what are some of the highlights, some of the things that your favorite episodes or memories? And one of our listeners said, love the ones with Debbie. Also, when you remind us we're the ones to lead our school, not the states, which is awesome. But yeah, anything that has to do with my mom is always a fun, I think, a favorite. On the backside, I can always see the numbers go up if my mom's on it. So she's definitely a highlight. But Dad, do you have anything that's...
So I was going to ask you, do you have like a favorite guest? And I know, you know, to anybody who might be listening, you know, don't go tell Jenny she wasn't our favorite or somebody else. But do you have like, I mean, maybe a discussion that we had that you think was just encouraging to you, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I did think Kathy Cook was really encouraging. I don't know, and I'm not gonna choose favorites, but just because I think she does a good job at vocalizing the reality of learning, and that's something that you just hear so frequently. But honestly, I do think having mom on are some of my favorites, just because she's so down to earth, and it is encouraging. But the other thing that I would say is one of my favorites is when I feel like, I don't know, once every 2 or 3 months, we have an episode where we kind of like have a topic or something that we're both like can just kind of go at, and we both are like, we don't have to like prolong it or anything. It just like, we use every second we've got, and it feels like, you know, we articulate it well, whatever it may be, and it feels just like you're on. But that's like not very often. But when it happens, I love those episodes. Those are some of my favorite.
I like the ones that really I like last week where we had Kelsey on our show, who is just a mom. You know, she doesn't have a ministry besides the one to her family. You know, it's not like has any books she's trying to sell or program. I like one of my favorite was when, and we ought to try this again. Remember, we were like, we'll take anybody who's online right now. You know, if you're on Facebook, we'll add you to the call. That was really fun.
That was a long time ago. That was early on.
I like those. Yeah. I like when we just have regular moms who are going through regular things with regular children, who have ups and downs, and that's just always encouraging to me.
Okay, but before we continue, so anyone who's listening right now, again, this is a recorded podcast as well, so that's where most of our listeners are. So if you are listening to the live version, you're getting a huge advantage and a very high percentage chance of winning something. But we're going to give away, Dad. What was the first thing you wanted to do?
Let's give away. You know, talking about 300 episodes, probably the classic book that's part of the Smiling Homeschooler is Lies Homeschooling Moms Believe. That'll be the book this weekend when we go that we'll sell the most of. I always encourage all the moms to get it, because every single mom believes these lies. I don't know why that is. Maybe because moms are prone to believing lies. I mean, maybe that's why Satan went to the first homeschooling mom and said, are you sure God really, you know, said this? And I think ever since that, the lies come like a fog, and I see moms who just are sure they're ruining their kids, but they're right on target, you know? And so that's kind of a classic. Even other people will say, oh, this is a classic book, which makes me even feel older. But we'll give that one away. But here, Ben, tell them how they might win it.
Again, we're just going to make it easy. We'll see. I mean, this is only for live listeners. But if you want to leave a quick comment in the chat, I'll give it a couple minutes here, and then I'm going to put it into a random generator, each person's name, and then we'll pick a winner, and we will ship that out to you, no extra cost. So definitely.
And they really don't even need to leave a comment. They can just like raise their hand or put a smiley face, right?
Yeah, just put something in the chat just so I have your name show up in there. And you can get a chance to win. So I'll keep an eye on it, and then I'll put those names in, and then we'll re-say it here in just a second. But over on Facebook, while people are doing that, I asked for some people's memories, favorite episodes, like I said. But this one I thought was really fun. Christina here said, congrats on 300. I've been listening since the beginning, and I've been truly encouraged over these years. I have too many favorite episodes to pick just one. I remember Ben, his brother, and their wives discussing their Culver's jobs and the great opportunity to work there while homeschooling. My oldest son has been at Culver's now for over a year, and he loves working there. Thanks for the encouragement. You planted a seed in my mind many years ago, or before he was old enough to even apply. Debbie's episodes are such a blessing. She's so kind and most hopeful and real with us moms, mom to mom. Todd and Ben, you've inspired me in this awesome journey of homeschooling. You made me smile. I thank you so much, and my family thanks you too. And she said, added a picture there. But that is just awesome. That, I mean, those kind of comments, honestly, like, you know, we're sitting in our houses here, and, you know, we've got, you know, I've got been dealing with wild maniac kids and stuff. It's always really, really encouraging to us to hear, you know, that what we do actually has some real world effect. So that's really, really encouraging. And my wife always gives me a grief for, you know, wanting to talk to her about her Culver's job. But hey, you know, it had meaning there. So it really helped someone out. So I thought that was cool. But Dad, do you want to read another one?
And for those who don't know what Culver's is, for those who don't know what Culver's is, that's kind of like a Chick-fil-A, almost as good. Almost as good, yeah. with good ice cream, frozen custard. Actually, I can't read one because I'm not looking at it. So, okay.
Let's see here. So then what would you say, you know, over the last few years? So obviously homeschool, well, actually, since we started, we had a pandemic. How would you say you think even in those 5 years, do you feel like you've noticed anything or any kind of, you know, observations over that little bit of time that we've been recording? And I'm going to put in some names.
Well,
here.
Well, back then we didn't have flying cars, and now we do.
Yeah,
and,
that's a big one.
You know. AI, this is not even me. This is a AI generated voice of me. So back then, you know, everything's still the same. You know, I think probably if anything has changed, I think we've added a ton of homeschoolers. You know, we talked to Kelsey last week as a pandemic homeschooling mom thrust into the ranks of homeschooling, maybe even against your will, their will. And they're still doing it because they found the benefits of it and the joy of it, of having their kids home. And I love that. I mean, really, I think there's just not much changes. Maybe the pressures come from different sources. Back in the old days, they used to come from the world. Now they come, you know, they don't come from the world anymore. Now they come from other homeschoolers who say, oh, you got to do this. You should be doing this with your kids. And but the pressures are always there. The benefits are always there. It's always easier not to have your, you know, to do it with your kids. But it just pays off huge, huge dividends at the end. So yeah. I don't know if much has changed. But I was also thinking, Ben, when we were talking about guests, you know, again, some of the ones I've really enjoyed, and we have one coming up in June. I love, and I thought about categorizing them. I wish we could. Like the voices of homeschooling, you know, people who used to be leaders and not experts, because that's not, maybe pioneers, I don't know. They did a long time ago, and we've kind of, their voices have kind of dropped out a little bit, and I love bringing them back in. Like we had Tina Farewell and, you know, Zan Tyler and Jan Smith and Roger Smith, and just such great voices that I hope we never, ever, ever forget. And even Ashley Wiggers, you know, even though she's a young gal, her mom was a pioneer, you know, and she was raised in that. And so it's I love hearing their voices because they have such great perspective. Ben's talking, but nothing's coming.
Oh, sorry about that. I said I did our first spin to win. So I put all the names in that commented.
Ooh, spin
and Grace,
to win.
Grace here in the comments, she is our winner. So I will get Grace, if you're listening to this, and I'll also message you here. If you can send over your your address to us in mailing the address. Facebook Messenger. Just send us a Facebook message. We'll go ahead and ship that out to you. And then I'll put keep everyone else's names in the list here, and then just remove hers, and we will respin here in a few minutes as people continue to comment.
For another book. Okay, we'll get another book away.
So, yeah.
We're going to give away. It's a small read, but and it's called Family is Hard, Deal with It. And really, the whole premise is, again, there are so many people who offer silver bullets and magic formulas and for making things easier. And really, the truth is, good things are hard and hard things are good. If you listen to me for very long, you probably hear me say that over and over and over again. And even we talked about at the beginning, but it says in the Bible that if we don't grow weary and stop, we'll reap a reward. And I think that's the secret sauce, you know, that you just keep going and you get through the other side, and then you do. That's a promise. You reap a reward. So if you're going through a hard time, or maybe you're just going through regular life, I think this book offers a lot of hope. I know we have lots of people who will buy multiple copies to give away, but we'll give it to the next spin to win winner. I like that.
We'll do it here in a minute. So again, just leave another comment if you haven't already, and then you will be entered. I'm going to read another comment here, though, and then we'll do an ad, and then we'll do the giveaway. So you guys stick around. Rachel Yoder here said, "You've encouraged me to let go of the pressure, have fun, and let them be children. I've also learned from you that homeschooling begins on day one of your child's life. That has really shaped our homeschool journey, because we knew from day one this is our story and we're going to live it out the best as we can, no matter the age or stage." Yeah. So that's awesome. She knows the right way to do it. So that's super cool.
That is right. You know, and I when I'm at a homeschool conference, there'll always be I hand out these little stickers. And I should give those away too, online somehow, that says my wife homeschools and she's my hero. But I usually offer to this young guy, and he'll say, "Oh, we haven't started homeschooling yet." And I'll say something like, "Oh, do you have children?" And then he'll say, "Yeah, we have two kids or one kid." I said, "Then you're already doing it." Because I think it is a mindset that, you know, really, I don't know why we call it homeschooling, which I don't think that's a good term. Really, we're just training. And even the training continues. I mean, you know, not that I'm training Ben anymore, but my example still trains. My example still, you know, models something. And so it's just, as long as your kids are around you, you're doing that. And I think that's the way God designed it.
Totally. All right. Okay. So let's go ahead and thank Teaching Textbooks for making the Smiling Homeschooler possible. Like I said earlier, they've been with us since the very beginning, and they're just an amazing partner. And they've changed a lot in the last 5 years. Their version that they're currently on is just incredible. It's super fun. It's engaging. It helps you learn just so well. We'd really encourage you, if you haven't already, which I know a lot of our Smiling Homeschooler moms have checked out Teaching Textbooks because of us, or just because they've heard about it from other people. But if you haven't, you should definitely do so, especially for next year. But they have a free trial over at teachingtextbooks.com, and we really appreciate their support for 300 episodes.
And we also want to thank Homeschooling Today magazine. They have not been with us from the very beginning, but had they known how great we were going to be, I'm sure they would have been. I was just, again, looking through their magazine, and there's a great question posed to Dorenda Wilson, who you can hear speak at homeschool conferences and events. And the question was this: you homeschooled all of your sons from kindergarten to graduation. In what ways did their education look different from your daughter's education? What a great question. And Dorenda answers that in the magazine. And she also answers it a little more thoroughly on an extended video and audio response with Ashley. And you can see all that at homeschoolingtoday.com. And again, we're just so thankful that we're able to partner with them.
All right, we have our next winner. So the next winner is Candy. And if you're listening right now, go ahead and send us a message and we'll send you out to your book. And I will also send you a message you as well, just to make sure you get it. So again, if you're listening and you haven't already commented, leave a comment, and I will. We might do one more here or so. We'll see. And I will add your name to our list here that we're spinning to win. So the next comment I thought was really good, and this is always cool because, you know, we've had a lot of listeners for a long time, but there's always new people. Brianna here said, I never heard the name Todd Wilson, the family man, or the smiling homeschooler until my first homeschool conference I recently attended in Pigeon Forge. I ended up going to all three of his classes. I love that the info that is shared is truth. Todd in the podcast just state the truth, good, bad, and the ugly. As a homeschool mom of four, with the oldest being 12, I've always just squashed my feelings of inadequacy down deep. It's nice to realize that it's perfectly normal to feel those feelings and that we can learn the truth to combat those lies. Relationship first, and then let's combat the three R's. But that's awesome. We love hearing from new listeners. Yeah. And it sounds like you said your first homeschooling convention as well, I think. Yeah, first one. So that's awesome. Glad you were able to get there. And that's actually one of my other, I did really like having
the
nunneries on the podcast, just because it's fun hearing from someone who actually puts on a conference and, you know, is putting a lot of effort behind it. And I thought that was a good interview, but go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I mean, really part of what I like, again, the community of the smiling homeschooler. I like people saying, oh, I'm a smiling homeschooler. And I know when we first kind of chose the name, people would say, so you just want us to smile all the time? And I'm like, no, that's insanity. But I do want us to smile more than we do, because I know when our kids are smiling and we're smiling, our spouses will smile, and we should. It's something to be smile about. And if we're not smiling, maybe we should be doing it a different way. But I just think it's cool to be a part of that. I like when I hear someone says, oh, I'm part of a smiling homeschooler co-op. And they're not saying it's sanctioned by a smiling homeschooler. They're just saying it. The co-op makes me smile. And I like that team kind of thing where we're encouraging each other in doing it God's way, really, the natural way.
Yes, definitely. Okay, hold on. Let me send us a message. Okay, sorry about that. I was just sending Candy a message there. Let's see here. Just wanted to say you guys have created such a great podcast, and I'm so happy to found you. Starting a homeschool journey this coming year, and coming from a Hispanic family, this route is quite unusual. There's definitely a bit of doubt in those scary moments when I feel maybe I can't do it, but listening to you guys gives me courage. Congratulations on 300. That's awesome. I mean, she hasn't even been able to start yet, sounds like. But again, if you have kids, you have begun. You know, it's already doing what you're going to be doing. It's just going to add some other stuff maybe. But I hope it goes well and that you stay listening through that time, because you'll definitely need it. But that's okay.
And really, Ben, I was thinking we should have her on our podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be an interesting perspective from a different culture to see maybe what some of the different pressures are, some of the lies that you get. You get more lies.
Yeah, totally. I'm sure it is definitely interesting, because I mean, your family support, I think, is a huge deal. And we've talked about that a lot of different times, you know, and that's one thing that it's always fun to see at a homeschooling convention, is seeing the multiple, you know, like a mom with her daughter, and they're, you know, I mean, like a older mom with her, you know, homeschooling daughter who is now homeschooling their kids. I just think that's such a cool thing. So hopefully you've got that support, and if not, maybe other friends and people around you. But maybe we'll do one more here.
So Ben, do we have time? Sounds yep. right. Okay, one more giveaway.
Yep. Are we gonna? Did you have something specifically?
Yeah, I do. I'm gonna give away one more book. Okay. One of our newer ones is called "How to Choose Relationship When There's So Much to Do." Again, you know, people will say, oh, Todd, I know you always say we should choose relationship, but what do I do when I have so much to do? You know, I still have to do school, don't I? I still have to do all these things. You know, I never really had a very good answer for that, but I have a good answer now, or at least I think a better answer. And we've put it in this little book that's super easy to read. And I think it will be practical in helping you to choose the right thing when you kind of hit that crossroads between being with your children, being with people, with your family, and getting stuff done. You know, there's always time to get stuff done, but there are times where you choose better. I know even today, I'm always so impressed by Ben's mom, who's also my wife, she does such a good job of choosing. I don't know if she does it out of guilt. I don't know if she does it because, but she will play with the kids and the grandkids when she's got tons to do. And today, Ben's kids were over at our house and Hudson was playing pickleball and he was waiting for Minnie. And I said, hey, I'll play. And I was busy. I didn't really want to, but I made myself. Those are the kind of times where you choose relationship, even when you like to get some other things done. And really, at that moment, I don't do this very often, I made the better choice. And I'd like to encourage you in that with this book, How to Choose a Relationship When There's So Much to Do.
Nice. And actually, our listener who we were just talking about with that I actually just sent a message request is asking if she'd want to be on the show. She is our next winner. So if you can go ahead and send us a message, that would be awesome. And you will be our last winner for the evening. And I'll also, well, I actually just told you to send us another message about being on our show in the future. So send us your address and we'll ship you something. But we really appreciate everyone being here. And I mean, it's just awesome, again, being able to do this for every week for, you know, coming up on 5 years. And obviously without listeners, we would not be doing this. So we appreciate everyone being part of it and being part of the Smiling Homeschooler you know, coming up to us at the
conventions. Even though there are plenty of podcasts who have no listeners who continue to do it.
For sure. Let's see. Lindsay said, I came home from my first conference last year and told my husband that I want him to be best friends with you, Todd. Well, I can tell you it's not that great. So, you know, careful what you wish.
Highly overrated.
Yeah, exactly. But anything you want to say before closing out for the night, Dad? Or
no, I'll just say thanks again for everybody who's been a part of, maybe not all 300, maybe you've only listened to one episode. Ben and I both consider it a great privilege. And I know, again, when you come and tell me you've been a listener when we're out on the road speaking somewhere and I come and tell Ben, he's always encouraged by that. And again, I never feel like, oh, because we have such a big reach, I don't feel that at all. I just am encouraged because that we're pulling the same direction for the same goal. Because we love our kids and we're, you know, it's not easy, but we want to do what's best and we just don't give up. So have a great week. Thanks for being with us tonight. And I hope we get another 300 together. And until then, make sure you smile.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you continue to listen for another 300 episodes. We really appreciate you being here. As always, thank you to Teaching Textbooks for making the Smiling Homeschooler possible. Have a great week and don't forget to smile.